Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paul Zeiss in the Post-Gazette. Headline, AFC playoffs showed us how far away the Steelers are. Talked about the dynamic quarterbacks rising in the AFC, or already risen in the AFC. Mahomes, Jackson, Watson haven't yet reached their 25th birthday, Paul points out. Points out Derrick Henry, should he remain in Tennessee, is only 26. This season definitely has been a changing of the guard, and that's why it looks as if the Steelers' window of winning another Super Bowl has probably closed with Ben. And Zeiss says not only are the stars of most of the AFC playoff teams young and going to get better, but in many cases, the teams around them will too. Ron, did watching these playoffs make you think the Steelers were further away or closer to a championship?
Well, again, it all comes down to how Roethlisberger comes back next year. I think if he comes back and is plays at his same high level with that defense, they have as much chance as anybody of winning next year. Now, down the road, a long period of time, I would have to agree with that. That Mahomes is going to be dynamic, I would think, for the next decade. These guys can't just do it 1 year, 2 years. They got to do it over the extended period of time. I think of Lamar Jackson that way. Next year, I think if Ben's healthy, they have a real shot. Down the road, it could be some tough years ahead as far as chances of making the Super Bowl.
It's a good piece. You should read it at postgazette.com, but I disagree with some aspects of it here. I'm not so sure all these guys are going to get better. Is Lamar Jackson ever going to have another year of 36 touchdowns and six picks to go along with 1,200 yards rushing and a passer rating of 113.3? I don't know. I'm interested to see how long he can maintain the running aspect of his arsenal and also how teams punch back on him.
Me too. That was always Ben's point. You know, when these guys come in, he said, it's great they do it once, but the league figures them out, and then they got a counter punch.
Not saying he can't. I just wonder. I wonder if he'll ever have a season that approaches.
And I wonder, Joe, if he's going to be able to stay healthy. I mean, it's just his style is going to be hard.
And here's the other thing that Paul did not mention that's vital. When he says not only are these guys going to get better, but in many cases the team around them will too. Very key point. These three superstar quarterbacks, Mahomes, Jackson, Watson, yeah, they haven't reached their 25th birthday. They also haven't signed their first big deal. And once they do that, it will severely compromise the ability of the people running those teams to improve them. In fact, they'll get worse, very likely. You know, imagine what Mahomes is going to command, Ron?
They're saying if he's going to be the first $40 million a year guy. And based on what these other guys are getting, he absolutely should be.
If Lamar Jackson approximates what he did this season,
he's going to be right there.
What is he going to get?
Yep.
Deshaun Watson. Now, in the meantime, I'll say this. Baltimore has tons of cap room. And Kansas City, both those teams have a great chance right now to capitalize big time on those guys not yet going to their second deals. So, yeah, in the meantime, for sure, they do have a chance to get better. But you got to pay the fiddler sooner or later here. And the Steelers may have the antidote to these star quarterbacks anyway, which is a potentially great defense, right? So give me Ben, a reasonable Ben, and this defense.
Yeah, that's the whole key, how he comes back. I mean, if he comes back, a lot less of himself or doesn't come back at all, all bets are off. He comes back strong, I think they have a chance to be really good next year.
And then it would depend on what they do with their quarterback situation beyond him. I think that's very important. Obviously, it's going to be important in the future. I'm not buying, if you ask me if I'm buying or selling Mason Rudolph as Ben's successor right now, I'm selling and I'm considering all options, including when my draft pick rolls around this year, just in case. If I've got a guy on top of my board here, I may have to look at that. Jalen Hurts drops to me. I may have to consider that. How about you, Ron?
Man, again, I'm we'll know a lot more. What did Tomlin say? February 1, they should have more of an update on Ben when he goes back to the doctor. But you still have then March and almost all of April. If I'm convinced he's coming back healthy, I want to draft somebody that can help them next year, not worry about his replacement. Obviously, if you're not, you're never totally sure, but if you're not really reasonably sure, then I would consider a quarterback.
Paul also makes the point that when he watches teams like San Fran and Tennessee run the ball at will and do so, it makes me wonder what Randy Fichtner and company are doing in the run game. And this argument continues to go on with Paul and I via text separately from the show and with a lot of people with Randy Fichtner, who, again, I don't know about him yet. I haven't made any kind of final verdict. Great year 2 years ago. Third highest-ranking Steeler offense in terms of points scored since 1980. That's a good year by any measurement. Ran the ball very effectively during their winning streak that season. This past year was a disaster, but come on, Paul. Come on, everybody. San Francisco, yeah, of course they run the ball. They have a quarterback. They have Garoppolo, who's a pretty good player. The last I checked, he finished 8th in passer rating this season, just behind Mahomes. In games where they couldn't run, when their running game was shut down, like the day they had 34 yards on 19 carries against Arizona. You know what Garoppolo did that day? 34 of 45 for 424 yards and 4 touchdowns. Did the Steelers have that guy?
That was better than what Duck did, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think. Although Duck, you know, he did what he could that day, but he couldn't do that.
He did what he could.
He couldn't do that. Come on, man. When you don't have a threat of a downfield passing game, you're not going to be able to run. I don't care who you are. If you have an undrafted running back or whatever you might have, you can't do it. They have the best tight end in the league. They have Deebo Samuel as a monster. Emmanuel Sanders came to them and played well. Other games, the first Green Bay game when they blew out Green Bay, they ran for 112 yards. That's a decent day on the ground. But Garoppolo was 14 of 20 for 253 yards and 2 touchdowns. I think he was 3rd in the NFL, Ron, in average yards per completion. He was a big play quarterback. Teams had to honor that, that at any time he could strike. He was tied for 5th in the league in touchdown passes. Come on, Ron. You can't compare that to what the Steelers had at quarterback and weapons, can you?
Feel better?
Yes.
Good.
Can you?
You got emotional there.
You just can't.
You pounded the table twice.
San Francisco has a highly effective running game with a guy nobody ever heard of at running back. Okay. That's not the end of the story. It's the beginning. The Steelers did that once, too, with Willie Parker. If you don't have the threat of getting the ball down the field, the Steelers made a couple plays.
It all comes down to one thing, Joe. It comes down to a quarterback. You can't win on any level. I'm not going to say never, but almost always you can't win on any level without a really good quarterback. I'm sorry.
And he had weapons. They had the best tight end in football there.
That guy's good. That's why I wouldn't mind seeing the Steelers take a tight end if there's somebody they really like.
All right, Ron. I got that off my chest.
You feel a little bit better now?
Zeiss's text here. Let's see if he's already texted me. Not yet, but it's coming. Let's go to Dave and Mars.
He beat the heck out of you. He's a lot bigger than you are. You know that.
I know. I am sort of afraid of him.
You're shifty, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I'd get a couple jabs in early.
You could run pretty fast, too.
Dave and Mars, what's up?
Hey, Joe and Ron. You're getting me fired up listening to this because I'm right with you, Joe. A lot of this comes down to the quarterback. I mean, I'm shocked at how many people don't understand that. Like, what would the Steelers' record have been in 2019 with just average quarterback play? Like, average.
They don't want a couple more games, at least, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, and they almost beat Baltimore with, you know, Mason Rudolph getting knocked out and Duck coming into the game. So, you know, I think that shows that they're sort of – every time they play Baltimore, it's going to be a close game. I think Kansas City probably going into next year is going to be the team that everyone obviously picks. I mean, they're in the Super Bowl this year.
For good reason, man. You know, Kansas City and Baltimore both. I'm not disagreeing with that. And I'm also – like, if the notion here is it's Ben or bust, then there's a good chance it could be bust. That's why I think, my opinion is, the Steelers need to bring in a veteran quarterback in an offseason where the market is flooded with guys to the point where you may wind up with somebody, the opportunity to bring in somebody who's desperate and cheap. Desperate and cheap. Especially if the dominoes start falling with Brady, Ron. Somebody will sign Phillip Rivers, no matter what we think of him. And that leaves a whole bunch of guys. Like, what about Tannehill? What if Tennessee brings in Brady and gets rid of Tannehill?
He'll go somewhere, yeah.
What about
Case Keenum?
What about Jameis Winston? What about Ryan Fitzpatrick?
There's going to be some guys on the market.
Marcus Mariota, you know? Bring in a project. Bring in a, who's the other guy, Ron? There's two Joshes out there. Who's the one in Miami?
McCown?
No, Josh Allen and Josh who?
Josh Allen's in Buffalo.
Yes, who's the other guy? You know who I mean. He was a high draft pick. He's been a disaster. It doesn't matter.
There's guys out there is your point.
No, now I'm going to think of this guy because I get my Josh's mixed up. Josh Rosen,
Rosen
is the guy.
There you go.
All right. Is that supposed to be the calming down music? Thank you, horse. Coming up, Zeiss has, in fact, texted me. What would the Steelers' record be with just average quarterback play, Ron? Should I read Zeiss's text coming up next?
Is it vulgar?
Let's see here. How about nine blanking? Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Keith Jones coming up, 25 past the hour, one of the best in the business, and will always give you a strong opinion. Get into some hockey talk coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.